We're going to take a look at what it took to incorporate jQuery UI themes right into ScrewTurn Wiki. So our first stop was to extract out a lot of the main layout CSS from the default theme. So I had to, here's my HTML tag, specifying the height, specifying some body properties, dropping the font size, specifying list style, image borders, margins around H1s, all these things. Really structural elements. The main structural elements are the header div, the sidebar, width, positioning on the float with the float left, the main div, where it's located. So really structural elements of the page, where those pieces actually exist. The next change was in master page. I added the UI widget, which gives us our font style, the font size, the font family to the body, so that will cascade down properly. I also marked the body as a UI widget content so that it would get the background styles and the bars under at the bottom of the page. My header div is marked as a UI widget header. Sidebar is marked as content. So I just basically have to take the main elements and what looks like web parts, specify the header as UI widget header and the main body part of it as UI widget content. So once I've gone through and done that, do the same thing on default.aspx and any other page. If I come down here, you can see my H1 I've styled, it's still page title, that was from ScrewTurn Wiki, but I've marked it as a UI widget header. So just had to modify a few of these pieces. The next thing I did is I downloaded the UI lightness and darkness themes and dropped them unmodified. This is just the CSS and images folders into the themes folder. So I've got UI darkness and UI lightness right into the themes folder. There's the main.css that we're using to give us our structural layout. Also in the master page, ScrewTurn Wiki picks up the JS files, as I mentioned, from this JS directory. So it will automatically grab, it's not included in the solution. Let me just add that quickly. That should be included in the project, but it was in the JS folder, and ScrewTurn Wiki automatically adds this to the header section of every page, to the head of every page. So it's picking up jQuery UI as well as jQuery itself. That's all we need. So let's take a look. Right now we're on the default theme. I'm going to go into the administration section, go into configuration. And right down here, default theme, let's switch to UI lightness. Save the configuration. Go back to the main page. And we now have the UI lightness theme. If I come down here, I'm going to change to UI darkness. So remember, these are unmodified jQuery UI themes that I'm now able to use right in ScrewTurn Wiki. Now I've got the UI darkness theme. You can see the faded black gray bar at the bottom, the wave in the title. With just a little bit of effort, I was able to take a theming framework from jQuery UI and incorporate it right into my site. So now I've got an easy way of skinning ScrewTurn Wiki. I can just come over to jQuery UI, go into the themes. I've got my theme roller here, and I can just build up a theme, download it, drop it into my themes directory in ScrewTurn Wiki, and it's going to be added to that drop-down list of available themes for the wiki.